It's 10:24, 24 past 10 o'clock, and in this segment of the program, we have the pleasure of Ms. LaShonda Williams, Program Manager of the African American Studies Program at the University of Houston. Good morning, and
good
welcome
morning.
To Magic 102.1. Wow, you've got a long title there.
It is a long title.
Yeah, my goodness.
That means I do a lot of different things.
Absolutely. Oh, I understand that. Yeah, buddy. So you are at the University of Houston. You're the program manager. Tell us about the African American Studies program at the University of Houston.
Well, one of the most important things that everyone will need to know about the African American Studies program is that we're celebrating our 45th year. And with that
years.
Is a commemorative year, and we will be reflecting on all of the wonderful contributions that the African American Studies program has been able to make across the city of Houston, and most importantly, the impact that we've been able to make with students. As it stands, under the leadership of Dr. James L. Conyers, our current director, we've sent over 100 students to Ghana in increments of 10 to 20, depending on the year and how much funding we have. And with that being said, it's led to some substantial opportunities after the fact when they're looking for employment. We have students that have minored in African American studies that work in major industries such as Google. And as a matter of fact, one of our graduates, Ryan Dennis, who is the public arts curator at Project Row House, came out of the African American Studies program. And one of the things that I really would like the listeners to know is that Gene Locke, Michelle Barnes, and Dr. Sarah Trotty are three, along with Deloitte Parker, are four integral parts of the starting of the African American Studies program. Their efforts led the way for African American Studies as we know it at U of H.
Yeah, I've seen some of the old photographs and read some of the stories from back in the day. Why Ghana? What is the significance of Ghana and the program?
Dr. Conyers selected Ghana because Ghana was one of the places that Dr. Malefi Asante identified as a key area that individuals from the United States should have an opportunity to go to visit to find out more about our background. It's an American-speaking country. The country is very relatively safe because we work with a tourist company that handles all of the details in terms of the experiences that the students have an opportunity to have. In addition to that, students are creating or given an opportunity for cultural awareness, spiritual awareness, and absolutely finding out more about the program as they've studied the intro courses as well as Blacks in the Law courses, Black Leaders of the 20th Century. They have an opportunity to visit historic sites that traditionally they may not learn about in undergraduate studies that we explore with them as bachelor education students.
And you may, obviously there's a significance between Ghana and the slave trade.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the students have an opportunity to do when they're in Ghana is they actually go to the place that's called the slave dungeon, which is where slaves were held captive. And they go and they walk the path where the slaves were held captive, and they were taken for their very last bath prior to being put on ships. And so it's a very spiritually awakening opportunity the students have when they come back. They're completely reformed and they have a higher level of conscientiousness and desire to commit to the community and to be more productive. Our students already are inquisitive about African American studies. However, when they come back, they're just tremendously transformed, and the level of involvement thereafter those opportunities is just absolutely insurmountable.
Yeah. Our phone number is 713-390-5102. I'd like to involve you in this conversation. We're talking with LaShonda Williams, the program manager of the African American Study Program at the University of Houston. Now, you got a scholarship gala coming up, and
yes,
that's the purpose of your being here.
Yes, sir. We're so excited. Our annual scholarship banquet happens every first Friday each year. But this year, as I mentioned earlier, we're celebrating our 45th year celebration, and it's going to be a spectacular event. The event will take place at the University of Houston Hilton Hotel, located on campus, and that's at 4800 Calhoun, entrance 1, for those of you who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are honoring the legacy of Dr. Margaret Ross Barnett, who is the first and the only African-American female president for the University of Houston. She made a substantial contribution holistically to the university during her tenure from 1990 to 92. Unfortunately, her time with the university was short-lived due to some health implications. However, the infrastructure that she put in place because she did an exceptional job was sustainable and has come to fruition over the past several years subsequent her to end of her tenure.
Okay, and she was the first African-American female president. Who was the first African-American male president?
That is to be announced.
Okay, let's check it. I thought I missed something there. Okay, very good. So the event is, what's the date of that event?
That is Friday, May 2nd, and that is the University of Hilton Houston Hotel, 4800 Calhoun, Entrance 1. For more details, they can call me direct at 713-743-2814, and tickets are available online, www.uh.edu, and in the search engine, put in African American Studies, and we will pop up with the information.
Okay, that is good. Now, Dr. Barnett, obviously, I mean, even though her tenure was short, I'm sure she made some significant contributions to the university. Can you tell us a little bit about what her accomplishments are?
A few of her accomplishments, because they are insurmountable. Dr. Barnett, prior to her tenure at University of Houston, was a scholar and a scholar of political science. And while she was doing a lot of research, most of her research did entail Africana studies, and she also studied leadership strategies. In addition to that, upon her arrival at the University of Houston, she took a special interest in the African American Studies program. In fact, for those of you who may not know, she actually worked very closely with Dr. Elwin Lee, who's now Vice President of Community Affairs with the University of Houston. At that time, he was actually the Director of African American Studies. As a result of them working closely together in developing relationships, as well as laying a foundation for students of color and working on the path for Tier 1, because she did meet with several individuals to inquire about the essential elements that would be needed in order to create a greater impact on the city of Houston with having the university here. Under her leadership, she actually promoted Dr. Elwin Lee to his vice presidential position. At that time, I believe it was academic affairs, and they worked very closely together. So he will also be at the event and will have an opportunity to have a little impact on the program. And when I say little, I'm minimizing it, but we've got some photos that are exclusive from his time and his interaction with Dr. Barnett. So it's going to be an absolutely spectacular celebration and reflective of the various things that she did in such a short time.
Now, who'll be the keynote?
Oh, now that, we must say one of the good things for last. It's not the least, but definitely for the last. One of the things that we wanted to do in making this celebration very memorable and for it to be withstanding long term and to have a significant impact not only on the participants but the city of Houston was we wanted to go back into her lineage, because we're talking about legacy. And it just so happens that her daughter is Amy Du Bois Barnett, and Amy Du Bois is the editor-in-chief of Ebony Magazine, ladies and gentlemen. And she will be speaking about her mother's influence and empowerment and how she had a significant impact on her life as a young woman growing up, and how she was able to overcome adversity, because losing a parent at any age is very difficult. But she was able to sustain and make some significant contributions to the journalism industry. She's worked in New York with Honey, and as you all know, she has definitely transformed Ebony Magazine in her latest endeavors. So she will be talking to us about her plight, and we're looking forward to hearing some fond memories of her mom and things that we do not know. But we also are looking forward to some of the people that have had an opportunity to interface with Dr. Barnett. We've got numerous phone calls and individuals saying, well, I worked with her then, and giving all of these wonderful caveat types of stories that we'll incorporate into the program to make it meaningful for all of the attendees.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, obviously, you're going to be honoring a lot of graduates, alumni of the school. Who are some of the honorees?
Well, we have a nice list of honorees for our African American Studies program, and they were selected based on their contributions to the city of Houston and as well as their professions. And I'll go in alphabetical order with the alumni honorees, and they include Brian Alford, who is currently a practicing attorney, who was a University of Houston Cougar football player. Go Cougs! Everyone is familiar with Ms. Cheryl Cruzo, who is the president and CEO of the Wealth Development Management Strategies. And of course, my Sarah Hillary Green, who is doing it is a justice of the peace. Mr. Wayne Luckett is the founder and CEO of Brandwar Wines. He's an African-American male who has his own wine distribution company here in the city of Houston. Aaron Putman is one of our recent graduates who had an opportunity to take advantage of some of those African-American studies experiences that I mentioned. And she recently graduated from LSU and is now an adjunct instructor. And she's teaching Blacks in the Law, creating some opportunities for students to talk about dialogue like the Trayvon Martin trial, Standing Your Ground, and things of that nature. We also have two community awardees, and the two community awardees are Mr. John Guest, Executive Director of HMAC, and Dr. Clara Meek, who was formerly the President of Friends of African American Studies and used to work with the firm Benson & Elkins. So we have a fantastic lineup of honorees who've worked really hard in their industries, making a significant impact on the city of Houston, within their community, and also maintained a level of being grounded with the spirit of African American Studies and being able to share and cultivate relationships that have been beneficial for all.
Okay. And what is the cost of attending?
Oh, the cost of attending is absolutely priceless.
Oh.
Because this experience is absolutely priceless. But because we have to put a quantifiable a number attached, the cost is $100 for individual tickets, $1,000 for a table. We do have corporate sponsorships still available. For tickets, you can visit our website, www.uh.edu. In the search engine box, you're going to type in African American Studies. On our main page, you'll see this fabulous photo of Dr. Margaret Ross Barnett that says Honoring the Legacy. Click that photo. It's going to take you to where you need to go to purchase tickets.
Now, that sounds great. Boy, so how long have you been over the program?
Oh, wow. It seems like I've been there forever because Dr. Conyers, Dr. Crawford, Ms. Sias, and Ms. Ray, they welcomed me with open arms 2 years ago, almost come July.
Oh,
and I kind of went in face first and literally face first, taking a look at everything that's going on and seeing how I can add value. And hopefully I've been able to add value over these past 2 years. I feel like I'm a member of the family and we seem like old time friends.
Well, that sounds great. Sounds like you're doing a great program there. It's the annual scholarship banquet and 45th year celebration at the Hilton University of Houston, 4800 Calhoun, and that's on May 2nd, right?
May 2nd.
That's not far.
It's not far at all. It's around the corner. My phones have been ringing, and I want to have your listeners to continue to help those phone calls and the flooding of those calls. We want to basically overload the U of H system for online giving. So it's not too late. Early arrival is encouraged because the start time is 7:30, and we are asking everyone to, if you want to go, make your purchase now, or you may just donate to one of our various scholarship funds. We have scholarship funds named under Sylvester Turner, Sheila Jackson Lee, Ms. Haley, among others. So definitely come out and support. If you're not able to attend, any financial contribution is better than no financial contribution.
Absolutely. I'm just curious, though, the students that will be going to Ghana, how are they within the program?
Yes, very excited. We have roughly about 10 students that will be going to Ghana this summer, and they will be scholarship recipients. They will be present at the event, along with 12 of our African-American studies minors who will be graduating this May. Mm-hmm. We'll also have students that will be receiving textbook scholarships and tuition scholarships, and all are affiliated with African-American studies in one shape, form, or fashion. We've also invited their parents to come out to share in the celebration. We're very, very happy to allow the participants to see where their revenue is going. And one of the things that we will also incorporate is a mini slide presentation, which will show you some of the impact that the study abroad has had on our students, as well as some photos that will definitely be throwbacks.
Right.
That will have one of our founding members, Mr. Gene Locke, in the day with his pro on Power to the People. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, Mr. Locke, I hope you don't take offense when we take you way back.
All right. You got any room for a female or male journalist to go along with you on the ride?
You know, I've been trying to get on that trip the past 2 years. So after I get my trip in, I'm more than happy to bring someone else to do some external research. And I understand the internal value. Maybe we can write a grant and have a documentary on our study abroad.
Sounds great.
I think that'd be a great endeavor for 102 and Radio 1 with UH African American Studies.
Sounds great. LaShonda Williams, Program Manager of the African American Studies Program at the University of Houston, talking about the scholarship gala. Log on to the website at uh, 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 uh And you can get all the information there, correct?
That's right. African American Studies. You want to type it in. This is the event you don't want to miss.
All right. We're Magic 102.1, streaming at myhoustonmagic.com. It's 20.